ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, and welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. The month of Guru Purnima has begun and we are all waiting when we can congregate again in the divine Sannidhi of Bhagwan at Prashanthi Nilayam and offer our gratitude, offer our love, offer our everything at His lotus feet on this most important day when we revere the Guru, because He is the one who has guided our lives. Once He has entered our lives have not been the same again. And this is true for every person who has stepped into Prashanthi Nilayam, whose hearts have tasted the nectar of His love. And Guru Purnima is that day when you want to offer your gratitude. You want to think how your life has turned 180 degrees, how your life has opened up so many new vistas after He entered your heart. So many of us would not have been doing the service activities that we are doing now but for Swami. So many of us would not have been so calm but for Him. So many of us would not have been living with so less but for Him. So many of us would not have learned how to reduce our wants but for Him. So many of us would have never imagined we can even do this, we can live with like this, we can spend our time in divine contemplation, that we can expand our heart to this extent, that we can be so forgiving, that we can be so giving, that we can be so accommodating, that we can just live only with Him. Whether someone else is there in our life or not does not matter, as long as He is there. Our lives would have never been the same if He had not entered our lives. And Guru Purnima is that occasion when we reflect on all these moments and offer your gratitude. And if we see, once you are a Sai devotee, two things become so much a part of you: bhajans and seva, isn't it? No matter where you are, no matter in which country you are, you will attend the bhajans and you will engage in some service activity or the other. Many years ago, the birthday celebrations were around the corner and Swami had called a few boys inside the interview room to help with making arrangements for the birthday distributions. As we know, before the birthday begins, Bhagwan would start His distribution spree. He would be distributing clothes and saris and dhotis and sweets, and one after another for over a month or two. Swami would be just giving groups and groups of people. And so there were boys who were arranging this stuff and preparing the saris and the clothes. And while this was going on, the boys saw that on one occasion there was this group of officials from the state of Tamil Nadu whom Swami had called inside, and these senior devotees, office bearers, they wanted to start a new project, and so they had made a brochure and they had actually presented Bhagwan a complete booklet with all the plans that they had to embark on the new service activity. And Bhagwan took the book and Swami just flipped through the pages and Swami gave it back to them. Did not say anything. They were looking for that green signal from Bhagwan. They had done all the homework. But Swami was tight-lipped. He didn't talk about it at all. So after a while, they left the room. Bhagwan asked them to leave and Swami spoke about something else, but not about that. So they thought maybe today is not the right day. Swami will tell us. So Swami calls them the next day and again they offer this project to Bhagwan. And Swami takes the book and like the previous day, he goes through the book, he sees the facts that were presented and he browses through the pictures and he gives it to one of the students and again does not say anything. And the devotees are left waiting for that direction from Bhagwan. It doesn't happen. The third day Swami calls them. And again, they present their project because it was a good project and they thought they will definitely get Bhagwan's permission. And they had done their homework well. They had arranged for the resources, the materials, the plan, everything was ready. They had no idea why Swami is not telling anything. Third day also Swami takes it and Swami gives it to one of the boys and Swami says, see what is this and see what they want to do. But he does not say anything. And the boy does not also know what to respond. And when there's the same thing repeats on the fourth day, Swami is calling them, giving them audience, but he's not telling anything about the project. So on this fourth day, one very elderly office bearer, he takes the courage and he tells Swami, please guide us, please tell us. If you don't want us to do this project, that's also fine. But you please tell us because we really have no clue whether we should proceed with this or not. And then Swami says, take this book. Open this particular page. And that devotee opens. And Swami says, see what is written there. And the devotee does not find anything wrong there. Swami says, see, it is written Sri Satya Sai Organization. And that was what was written, Sri Satya Sai Organization. Swami said, where is the word Seva in it? It is Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Where is the word Seva in it? So in that booklet, in one page, this word Seva was missed. Everywhere else, wherever Sri Satya Sai Organization was mentioned, it was Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. But in that one particular page, perhaps it was a slip, the word Seva was missed while mentioning the name of the organization. And Swami said, without the word Seva, there is no need for Sri Satya Sai, there is no need for the organization. That is how particular Bhagwan is about Seva. If there is no Seva, there is no organization. Seva is what makes the organization Sri Satya Sai Organization. Sri Satya Sai seva organization. That is how Bhagavan had named the organization in India. And that is how Bhagavan wants the organization to be. And that has been the focus, but seva always as a sadhana. And if you see, what we are going through now is one of those awesome opportunities to serve. Humanity never had such a trying time in hundreds of years. There was never a time when there were hundreds and thousands suffering. There was never a time when everyone needed help, be it one who was loaded with resources, who is loaded with resources, or someone who does not have money for 2 square meals a day. Everyone needs help. Everyone is feeling helpless. Everyone has fear. Everyone needs some support or the other. And there is, perhaps in our recent times, there was never an opportunity so great to serve as it is now. And it is so heartening to note how the Sri Satya Sai organizations have taken this opportunity, have utilized this chance to sanctify their lives and to uplift lives. Just 2 days ago, the government of Andhra Pradesh awarded the YSR Lifetime Achievement Award to the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. YSR Lifetime Achievement Award for Public Service. This was conferred on the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust for the meritorious service rendered to the society at large without any discrimination of caste, color, creed. And the service going largely to economically weaker sections. And the government of Andhra Pradesh was so happy that all the service projects that were initiated during Bhagwan's physical presence are continuing after Bhagwan decided to conclude his physical sojourn. And they have been going on now for more than a decade. And what did the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust say in response? They dedicated it to Bhagwan. They offered it at his lotus feet. And they said this belongs to the hundreds and thousands of sevadals, hundreds and thousands of volunteers who are working in various states, in various institutions, the staff and the people, the volunteers, whose contributions have been yeoman service for decades, that people have been rendering to all these institutions and the Satya Sai organizations. And in the last few episodes, I have been sharing with you these stories of seva. How the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization India and the alumni of Bhagwan's institutions, educational institutions, have come together. They set up helplines. There are 9 helplines that were set up almost 3-4 months ago. And how these helplines have been taking care of people, whoever reaches out with whatever be the need, be it food, be it beds, be it oxygen, be it the need to talk to a doctor, be it just counseling, be it employment. In the state of Odisha, there are 35 districts and there are 210 samitis. And if you look at the work that has kept the sevadals of this state busy it moves you. They started a project called Sai Swavalambi. This is a project to help all those people whose lives were devastated, who lost their jobs, who have no economic means for them to sustain themselves and their families. This project wanted to help make all these people stand and rebuild their lives. And this self-reliance project of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Odisha, has generated employment for 450 such people in 2020, and in this year 128 people have been benefited. They have spent nearly 14 lakhs in the previous year and 2.5-3 lakhs in this year, and all these are just contributions coming from the Sevadals. Nobody asked them to do, and the state trust did not give them the money. They, from their own savings, from their own little curtailment of their desires, whatever they could garner, whatever they could share from their own income, they have done this. Similarly, 9,000 Amrita Kalashams have been distributed. Amrita Kalashams are these kits which contain a lot of items which will help people to see through at least a month, pulses, rice and oil and everything that one needs to sustain a family of 3 or 4. They have distributed 9,000, close to 10,000 such packets, and the whole cost, if you see, from May 2020 to June 2020, in May itself, in 1 year itself, the expenditure that they incurred was like 6 million, 65 lakhs. And all of them, all of these are voluntary contributions made by people, some rich, some poor, some absolutely average, but they have a big heart. They also set up community kitchens, that 7 community kitchens that were opened in 3 revenue district of Odisha, and 10,000 food packets were made and distributed during the first phase of the pandemic. Similarly, they made these dry food packets, and in all the 35 districts of Odisha, they served the people who were traveling, people on the road, people moving from one state to another, people returning to their homes, and they don't have food. They were served with this dry food. People recovering from COVID in the quarantine centers, 10,000 food packets have been given for such people. People whose families could not cook because they were all recovering from COVID, the organization started this service to offer them food for weeks, for sometimes a week, 10 days, till they get back their energy. Even as all these service activities were going on, the state of Odisha had to deal with 2 cyclones, Amphan and Yas. There were these 2 super cyclones that the state had to tackle. 36 villages were devastated, over 5 districts, and the Sevadals were reaching out to all these people also. 30 quintal cattle feed were distributed, because all these rural areas, they did not know how to take care of their cattle. So many people lost their cattle. People lost their homes. One very beautiful service activity that is going on in the state of Odisha is Sri Sathya Sai Rehabilitation Program. Once the patients are treated in Bhagwan's hospitals, be it in Puttaparthi or in Whitefield, whether it is cardiac surgery or ortho surgery or neurosurgery, once they go back to their homes, this Sri Sathya Sai Rehabilitation Program ensures that their connect with the hospital continues. They ensure that these patients, once they have gone back to their homes, are continuing the medications. If they have any queries, if they need any follow-up support, they call these patients and they ensure that the new life that they got is maintained. This is an activity that has been going on. So once you're operated in the hospital does not forget you. The hospital is there with you all the time. And this, after giving you free surgery. 1,600 such patients have been helped. They also have teleconsultation service. There are 20 doctors every day helping people who need advice, who need to talk to a doctor. In fact, in the state of Odisha, they have two helplines, one for COVID patients and one for non-COVID patients, because in these times of COVID, there are a lot of people with other ailments and they are not finding hospitals to go to. They are not finding support. People having all these long-term diseases, they need help. So they have two separate helplines. And nearly 4,500 patients have been served through these teleconsultation facilities. They also have teleconsultation for animals. So many people in the state of Odisha, they are so dependent on their animals, for their cattle, for their livelihood. And this teleconsultation is also for the animals. They also organize virtual medical camps. In the earlier time, before COVID, they used to conduct these medical camps every now and then to find out people who have these ailments in the rural areas. But now, thanks to technology, they are conducting these virtual medical camps. And it is not only people and animals, it's also trees. They have been also planting trees. Nearly 300-400 trees have been planted. And all of these activities are happening as the village adoption is going on. They plan to adopt 420 villages in this year, and they've already adopted 364 villages. And once you adopt a village, then you work about improving the village in all its spheres, all-round development of the village, their economic status, their health status, their social status. I had the opportunity to talk to Narayan Saurav, who is the state president of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations Odisha. In an earlier episode, I shared with you the whole experience of reaching out to people during the times of COVID from the state of Karnataka, largely focused on Bengaluru. I shared with you the conversation that I had with so many people who are reaching out to people in Bengaluru and Karnataka through the Karnataka helpline, COVID helpline. There is work happening in every state, and I thought, let us capture these moving moments from other states. Even though the stories are endless, today I wish to offer you a glimpse of what is happening in Orissa. And Narayan Saurav, who is the state president of Orissa, shared the zeal with which the people and the Sevadals of Orissa wanted to serve. As we began the conversation, and he started recounting how it was in the first phase and what is the spirit with which the Sevadals in Orissa want to offer their service to Bhagwan.
A call from one of my Sai brothers from the ICU. He called me and he told me, "Brother, I want to die for Swami. I do not want to die of COVID-19. So pray for me so that I can get another lease of life, so that I can dedicate my life for the Swami." So what should I say? How can I draw a line of comparison between both the extremes? On one hand, there are voices of panic from the hospitals, from the doctors, from the nurses, from the relatives of the people. And on the other hand, in those hospitals, our devotees, in the online mode, they were joining in the mass prayers, mass Gayatri chanting, mass Mahamrityunjaya Mantra chanting, mass Rudram chanting. They were joining from their hospital beds. So what would you say? So there is a mix of experience. On one side, there was devastation, there was ruining of lives, there was ruining of families. And on the other hand, our sevadals, our dedicated sevadals, they were just eager to do something for Bhagwan to save those lives. And it started, I will just give you a prelude of the first phase of the pandemic when our Seva, All India Seva was going on at Prashanti Nilayam, and near about 170 of our sevadals were stranded in the ashram. They were doing the service, but it was as long as 45 days they had been continuously doing services, which time their family members back at home in Odisha, they requested us to do something for our people to come back. At the same time, the registrar of the all the campuses and the directors, they also called us that our students, you make arrangements to take them back home. So that was a time when our organization, our trust, the central trust, the administration of state government of Odisha, the administration of government of Andhra, and the registrar and the directors of all the campuses, Puttaparthi, Vrindavan, Madanahalli, as well as Anantapur campus, all with a united efforts, we could be able to bring back more than 300 of our sevadals and students from different places. And I should not forget to thank our Karnataka organization also, who came forward to help us a lot by arranging buses for us. So with all these, we could be able to bring them back. And that time, as you know, there were a lot of news coming in the newspapers and electronic media that the buses which were en route from different states, they overturned and met with accidents, a lot of people died. And that till they reached the land of Odisha and till they reached their respective homes, we were continuously praying for their safe return. And by the divine grace of Bhagavan, everybody, there was not a single case of infection in COVID during that time. Everybody got home safely, thanks to Bhagavan. So that was the first thing.
So as he says, on one hand, you had these stories of suffering, but at the same time, there was this wave of prayer. There was this wave of sadhana, wave of chanting. And Bhagavan helps. When he was asked to ensure all the sevadals reach safely, all the students from Bhagwan's institutions go back to their homes, Swami arranged it. And I remember Brother Narayan Saro telling me how when in the initial phase, when they put restrictions on people to serve because of the pandemic, while people want to serve, but the organization also was very concerned about the safety of the volunteers. And he was sharing how for the sevadals, that chance to serve was so precious, and how they were pleading that please give us a chance to serve. Swami will take care of us. Don't worry about us.
I should say that our sevadals, when the instructions were given that we cannot do any community seva, we cannot go out, I got several calls from different districts of Odisha where sevadals were asking me, why don't you allow us? We have Swami with us. Nothing will happen to us. Then I had taken a lot of pain to convince them that it is not, brother, the question of your safety alone, because this disease is such that you endanger the people with whom you come in contact with. So we cannot take that risk, and you have to obey the discipline of the All India organization. We cannot allow that. But subsequently, discreetly, how we can help them, from there came the concept of Amrita Kalasam. That is what I just told you, the ration, basic necessities like rice, dal, atta, oil, masala, potatoes, onions, and some toiletries. All these were packed in a thing and given at their doorstep with maintaining all the COVID protocols. So this went on for a pretty long time, and in the meantime, our IT team was told to engage all our devotees staying at home in continuous prayers, satsangs, parayans, bahini swadhyaya, tapovanam, and during that time Navratri also, all the 9 days we had different programs, Rudram, and this gave one opportunity for the devotees of Odisha to internalize Swami, because we had been so long being always going out and doing service, but maybe Swami given an opportunity to all of us to really understand how seva is a sadhana. So I think that was an opportunity given to us by Bhagavan.
So, Brother Narayan Saro, the state president of the state of Odisha, Satyasaya organization, sharing how the Sevadals were so keen to serve and how they started this Amruta Kalasham Seva, wherein they offer these kits which contain all the essential items that people need for survival. There were things that the Sevadals of Odisha did which no one will do. They did things which the family members of people who were affected with COVID also hesitated to do. And I think those stories really stand out as what drives the Sevadals, what powers them, and what is the force that propels them to go where no one is willing to.
And the individual services that our Sevadars have done, wherever the occasion demanded, you know, brother, when some patient dies in a hospital, their relatives, their family, they discard the body because this disease is such a disease. And there, our Sevadals, our brothers and sisters, they have taken that body and they took a lot of courage to do their crematorium things, and even they have taken their asti and did all the rituals as if some of my family member has died. So we cannot comprehend such a selfless service attitude of our Sevadals. I thank and I pray Swami for all their well-being, and I can go on telling because there's a very big story as far as the Odisha service is concerned. So this is how, with Swami's grace, we could sail through the journey so far successfully.
So when your own family members don't want to come near you, no one to do the final rites because you are affected with COVID, here are Sevadals considering that person as their own and doing the family rites. Not only that, taking the ashes and completing whatever needed to be done as per the scriptures, as per the tradition. Whenever you think about service in the Satyasaya organization, it's different. It is not service by any philanthropic organization. It is not done just to ensure that that money that has been received is spent, or to show the numbers that we have done this much service. Here the quality is more important. The heart with which it is done is so important. With what feeling you do is so important. And for whom are you doing it? only because you're doing it for him that you can do whatever it takes, because you know he will be happy. He is giving you the energy and you want to do in a way that brings satisfaction and smile on his face. Brother Narayan Saurav was talking about this Amrita Kalasham Seva that they started, wherein they were offering these kits. This was not only for physical survival. This was to give them mental strength. It was to give them spiritual solace, for them to know that God has not forgotten them. Yes, they are in very, very difficult times. People who have lost their livelihoods, roadside vendors, migrant families, tribal families who have no work, factories are closed, no way they can make their ends meet. It is to such people that these kits, comprehensive kits containing food and many other items, were given. And Brother Narayan Saurav shared one story of how they reached out and helped their railway porters. And that is just one story, but one glimpse of how this Amrita Kalasham helped to provide the nectar of Bhagwan's love in these times when they were absolutely helpless.
It so happened that the railway porters, they were out of job for many days because they cannot leave the station, because some trains were still moving. This was during the fast phase, I remember. And we approached the railway authorities of Bhubaneswar that there were some around 56 porters were there. They are not the employees of railway. They are not getting anything, and without passengers, their earning has totally been. So we approached them that we want to give them Amrita Kalash. And the railway authorities, they cooperated with us. And on an appointed date, all the arrangements were made by the railway officials. They came in line with maintaining all distances. And we gave them Amrita Kalasham to each porter, one with the Swami's photo and Vibhuti Prasadam. We gave them. And they very reverentially praying Bhagavan, they took the prasadam and they are just going out. One of the porter, he later conveyed to one of our Sevadal brother who was in that. I was also present there. He called him and he told, "Thank you so much, brother, for helping our family. You know, today was the scheduled date. I have decided that I will commit suicide, because I cannot go to my native place at Barhampur. My family is suffering here without food. Even 2 square meals we are unable to arrange. And forget about my consuming alcohol and all this. I am not able to sustain my family. So what is the use of life? So yesterday night I decided that today before going home I will commit suicide." And you can think of that feeling, what they are conveying, and how Swami is rescuing them. It is not a question of appeasing their hunger or anything. It is about, they were almost determined, that person was young boy, he almost determined to end his life by committing suicide, and Swami came and not only saved him, but he told that, "Yes, I have now the courage to live on my own. I will not commit suicide."
Just one example. People who thought there is no point for them to live because of the severe trauma that they were going through with no means of survival. And very interestingly, when all these railway porters were given this Amrita Kalasham kits, one of the Sevadals, one of the youth brothers, told, "We are very sorry, you know, we came to you so late. you know, because the sevadals were not given permission to go out and serve because of the pandemic. When it was finally given, that's when they reached out and said, so one of the Sai youth brothers said, we always wanted to come, but we were not able. And we are very sorry that we are so late in coming and giving you Bhagwan's love. And that porter said, no, no, you have come at the right time. Because all these months, we were somehow able to manage with our savings, and there were some food that came from some other organizations. So somehow we were carrying on, but today is the day we reached that point where we have no savings. All the help that other organizations also had given had been exhausted. Today is the day we had nothing, and that is the reason why one of them was thinking of taking away his life. You have come at the right time. Whoever does service, at some point or the other, one will always realize that you are not the one who is doing. You are not the one who is executing. You are just someone who learned to make use of your heart. And because you decided to broaden your heart, God decided to settle there and guide the show. Let me share with you one more story of someone who was given Amrita Kalasham. Brother Chinmay from Odisha, a very active Sai youth and who leads many activities there in the state of Odisha, shares one such experience of what difference Amrita Kalasham did to a beneficiary.
In similar such one village, a few of our Sevadal brothers were just serving. And in Odisha, we have a custom of in the evening hours, we offer our prayers at the Tulsi Briksha outside the home. So one old lady was offering her prayers at the Tulsi Briksha outside her premise. And to this brother's surprise, he observed that that old lady, that old mousy, was crying while offering her prayers to the basil tree. So out of his compassion, out of his curiosity, he asked, Amma, why are you crying? What happened? Why are you crying? So the old lady just conveyed that my daughter and son-in-law have reached my home and I have nothing to cook them. I have nothing to provide them. I have no grocery to cook even. And you not believe, we are doing that survey and two, three Amrita Kalasams were left with us. And very graciously, that was an opportunity given to us. So we approached that old lady and said that Swami has sent this prasadam to you. And she was so overwhelmed with Bhagwan's grace that she was just praying and she was just conveying, and Swami listened to her prayers. This is one more incident that how Swami identifies and the beneficiary and the seva also.
So the old lady praying to the tulsi plant, crying, and Bhagwan instantly answering. Brother Narayan Saro shared with me how once they started this service of offering food packets to those who are affected with COVID, the kind of moving stories, the kind of tales that they heard really made them fall at Bhagwan's feet in gratitude, because these are very, very humbling moments. You have just started one act of ensuring that everyone who has COVID, everyone who has no energy now to cook, has food on the plate and has food that will help them recover. and the way miracles happen.
Some 2 days back, our Bhubaneswar district president sent me a letter written by one such beneficiary of Sai Prasadam, and that letter was in Odia, and it was very moving actually. I will tell you the crux of the matter. He was writing that day by day my frustration was increasing, and one day it was Akshaya Tritiya. It was a very festive occasion in our state, and he was roaming on the rooftop, and he started, you know, blaming Jagannath ji that why, Lord, why all these things, and what you want to prove? So we succumb to hunger at last. That is what you will be happy to see. All these things he was, you know, in mind, he was, all his anger he was pouring out to Lord Jagannath. And that day happened to be a shutdown day, that is the weekend day, Saturday and Sunday. So he knew that even those relatives of them who used to bring food at some time or other, they are not also coming to their rescue. And he, his wife, both are suffering, and so much of body ache that they cannot manage to cook on their own. During this time, he received a call, and our two sisters, they were inquiring with him that we got the news that you are suffering with COVID and you are at home. We'll supply you food. And he asked them, how come? Because today, sir, no, don't worry about shutdown or lockdown or anything. Our boys will provide you. And immediately he was thinking how Lord Jagannath came to my rescue. And he has described later on in the later part of the story as to it was when our effort diminishes and it ends where the grace flows. And I could see Swami's divine hands, his grace flowing towards our family. And with that beautiful, nutritious food, we started recovering very soon. I do not have any misgivings on my own, on my Lord. I thank all those messengers of Bhagavan Baba who came and rescued our life. So their emotions, and we have got hundreds of such videos and audios also recorded, brother. We can also give them there. Because it is their emotions, their feelings that they express, and they do not stop thanking our brothers. But in fact, we know, as Chinmay brother rightly told, Swami does it and allow us to take all the credit.
So he's praying to Lord Jagannath, do you want me to give up my life in hunger? Is this what you had planned for me? And the Sai Sevadals reach there with food. Brother Chinmay shared how this seva activity was done by each devotee cooking in their own home for a few more people. There was no central community kitchen in the second phase of the pandemic. Whoever needed help, the Sevadals looked for who is living close by. So the Sai Samiti found a devotee who was living close by, and the closest devotee would cook extra meals as if they are cooking for a few more members of their family and go and serve. This is how food was provided. 10,000 or more food packets have been given, and the seva continues for people who are recovering from COVID. Chinmay shared how one Sai youth who was doing the seva every day, cooking and giving people who are recovering, had an interesting thought. And what that thought led him to see.
So taking a clue from Naran Bhaiya's Lord Jagannath's intervention, I was sharing that one of our district youth coordinator, he himself was involved in preparation of Sai Prasadam. He stays in an industrial area and he had left his family in his village because of this pandemic, and he was staying alone, preparing Sai Prasadam twice every day, lunch and dinner. So he was just thinking, one day a thought came to his mind that, Swami, you only are preparing this food, you only have given me this resource to prepare this food also, and you are the one who is serving, and you are the one who is receiving this Sai Prasadam. I do not know who the recipient is, who the beneficiary is, but I am preparing this food only for you. So in the morning, he had this confusion that, Swami, are you really receiving this food that I am cooking and offering to you with love? Are you really accepting my love for you? So after his preparation of lunch, he prepared lunch for two families and he went out for some work. When he came back to his home, he saw, when he opened the door, he saw that so many ants were there inside the entrance door. And the queue of the ants was following to the home altar. So he approached the home altar, and to his surprise, there was the answer. There was the answer of the doubt that he had in the morning. He had prepared some curry rice, and with out of the curry, one curry was alu chokha. In Odisha, we call it alu bharta, alu chokha. So Swami had taken that alu chokha, and alu chokha were there on his lips on the photo in his home altar. So Swami gave that beautiful answer to his doubt that, if you prepare food for me, I certainly accept this prasadam, that yes, I am the beneficiary and I am accepting this food. So this was one such incident that Swami himself was that real doer, who was doing, who was serving, and who was accepting the food.
So if you want to really know from him, Swami, I am doing all this, are you getting it? Are you receiving what I'm offering? So beautifully Bhagwan answered this district president brother. And so that he does not miss it, he ensured that there were some ants which led him to the altar, and to see that same curry that he had prepared for the beneficiaries on Bhagwan's lips, on his photograph in the altar. Imagine the kind of impact it has on the seva bhavana that you have, that zeal to serve that you have, how you will ensure that everything that you are doing is the best, because you know he is receiving, you know he is the one who is finally the partaker of your seva, of your food. And that is the reason why Satyasaya organization, the seva that is done here, is very different. When you do it for someone else, it is completely different than when you do it for him. And what also impressed all the people who were given food during the pandemic is the discipline with which the sevadals served, the precautions that they took for their own safety and to ensure that no one else gets affected. They are going from house to serve. They have to be safe, and by no instance, by no chance should they become a reason for the spread of the infection. They were so clear about it. So the way they followed taking all the COVID protocol precautions and ensuring that they don't contact any of the people whom they are serving. It was all contactless delivery. They would not even go inside the house. They would keep the food and ask the person to come and collect it. And the impact that this food had, not only in the recovery of the patients, but also the ramifications of this across borders, that is something absolutely beautiful. And Brother Narayan Saro shared one such very, very interesting cascading effect of this seva.
Brother, more than the experience of the beneficiary, the one thing that the people, many people in their experience, they have written, that we hardly see such a disciplined, humble soldiers. Such an organization which maintains the discipline, the protocols, they are equally concerned about our health, their health, and So that is the thing. In many of the letters and the experiences, I found the beneficiaries sharing their respect for the organization and our Bhagwan has grown. So that is the end result of all this service, what I feel. And this people from abroad, as Chinmay was also sharing, there was an old couple in Bhubaneswar. And because every day end at night 9:30 to 10:30, every district used to have a review of the day's affairs, because many devotees from many different places, they used to prepare food and the sevadals used to take them to the beneficiaries. So every day, every night, they used to have a review. And in that review meeting, one youth was sharing that the experience of that old couple. They have told them that, see, we do not have our son near us. He is abroad in the United States. And even if he wants, we cannot join together to help each other. So now you are all our children, more than our children, because at this dying hour, you have come and rescued us. So that was the experience he shared. And immediately I had to intervene him to say from which place they said their son is staying in the United States. So he could not say, but I correlated that event with just another phone call that I received some 10 minutes before the review meeting started. And it was a call from United States, a young man, a Odia person. He talked to me in Odia only. He told, how is this, what is your project about Sai Prasadam and all. He didn't tell me that my parents are staying, you are all serving, all these things. He didn't tell me. But I just casually explained him what is all Sai Prasadam, thinking that he might have come across from some Facebook or some social media posts. But he insisted and he inquired more and more about this project only. So I just correlated and I thought that it was the same son that this old couple was talking about, because he was very inspired with our service and he immediately told, you are doing such a spectacular service and I want to do my bit, whatever little I can help you. Maybe I cannot give any physical effort, but I can help you financially. So I said, see, this is a no-cost project, absolutely, because we take down the address of the people over phone. We convey it to our devotees nearby. They prepare the food at their home, treating all the beneficiaries as part of their families, and they are cooking it for God. So there is no cost at all involved. And our youths who are by bike, they are taking this prasadam and delivering. They never asked for their fuel and all. They are doing it with all pleasure. So it's a absolutely no cost project. And he could not even argue with me. I denied to take any donation or anything from him. But he told me, brother, kindly share your account number. So I had to share our trust account number. And by the time this review meeting was going on, he transferred a sum of 20,000 rupees, saying that, brother, kindly confirm whether you have received this amount so that I will send another, whatever my contribution. And upon my confirmation, on the next day itself, he sent another 50,000. So, you know, it connects all the dots. And this, we do it with love, with surrenderance for Swami, but it connects all the dots, not only in Odisha, in Hyderabad, Telangana, and the United States. So that is the beauty of this project all about, Saira.
So the son in the US wanted to offer his gratitude and support the Sai youth who were taking care of his parents in Odisha. When he was feeling helpless there, what to do, how to take care, the sevadals go and serve. And so now he wants to join the service. He wants to contribute whatever he can so that this service continues. There are many such stories. And as I mentioned to you, what I shared with you, just a drop in the ocean of the quantum of service that is going on in the state of Odisha. There is Sai Swavalambi Seva, blood donation Seva, there is telemedicine Seva, and we will definitely touch upon a few more things, wonderful miracles of pure love that is happening in the state of Odisha in the coming episode. And the COVID helpline of Odisha is 08047168040. So this is how people reach out who need help, and the Sai Sevadals and the Sai Youth and the alumni of the Satya Sai organizations in the state of Odisha have been trying to do their bit to make Bhagwan happy, to make best of this lovely opportunity that Swami has given to serve and live up to being a member of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. So we'll continue this, dear brothers and sisters, about this saga of selflessness in the state of Odisha. As always, if you have anything more to add to this, if you know of anything that you can share which will help people, inspire, please do. As always, you can write to listener@ssmediacenter.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. With gratitude and love, let's offer this little session at His Lotus Feet. Sairam.